sorry. We've had a lot of... This show could be called Interruption.
Yeah, that kind of threw me off now. I don't know where the fuck
we don't know what we were talking about. Porno and little kids and jerking off with tines of forks and some other weird shit like that.
Sounds like a pretty good show, actually, from the recap. It seems good.
And the highlights. We should just do, like, a highlight show.
Oh, my own cum is hanging off my hair here. What the fuck? There's a comedy bit in there,
yeah,
for
sure. It's your turn, buddy. It's your turn.
Did he ever tell you how he liked to, after he fucked his girlfriends, he liked to take the condom and throw it in their face?
Yeah, and then my boyfriend did that to me.
Really?
Yeah, a few days ago. And he really enjoyed the sound I made after. It was like,
I'm doing not too bad at all.
Wow.
We're all
speed talk here.
We're almost out of space on a Libsyn cam. We have to talk really fast.
Did you ever go to bingo and they make you play speed bingo? Did you ever play bingo at all?
I think I've played bingo, sure.
Okay, well, I went to bingo and they make you play speed bingo, and I was really bad at regular bingo, considering that you have like 8 cards and some people have like 90, and they're like, go, go, go. It's like 1, 3, B16, 08. You know, I'm saying it wrong because I'm not a bingo player. You're dabbing. You got like 8 arms going.
I really don't get
it's
the bingo
up.
Thing. It's
no,
huge
neither.
In my hometown.
Me too.
Fucking old
like,
people.
Old
love
people,
it.
Native American people.
Oh, yeah, Indian bingo.
Sort of anyone sort of. Oh, and if you could, like smoking. Smoking and bingo and bad food. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird phenomenon.
Me and my friend decided once to go play stoner bingo. Where we got really stoned and went and played bingo. This is really embarrassing, by the way.
So was it technically stoner bingo, or did you just make it stoner
bingo?
No,
we were wrecked. And as I'm walking to the parking lot, this is like the most embarrassing day, I fall on my ass and like hurt myself like really bad because it's so slippery. And I was wearing like this big like Hitler Russian type coat. That doesn't really make sense, but it was really Russian. It had like the big fur and it was really long and it was cool.
Right.
But when we went in bingo, I was playing the bingo and I was somehow dabbing the numbers off another board somehow, not the one that was actually being played. And I thought I had a bingo.
Oh.
So I called bingo. Bingo! The guy comes running over. Everyone rips out their cards and throws them away. Not a bingo.
Oh.
Not a bingo. It was like $1,000. My friend was shitting her pants. She's like, are you fucking serious? We're going out for supper. And I'm like...
So were there people outside after that were waiting to kick your fucking ass or
no,
fucking up
I
the bingo?
I held my head in shame. A little lower that day. I stood a little less tall.
They're like, no, I'm afraid the stoners have fucked up the bingo again.
Yeah. So sad. I wanted that money. So you know what? Me and my boyfriend planned out something that we're going to do. I think it might take place tonight. I'm not really sure. Maybe tomorrow. Right. But we're going to have a dance-off. Seriously. Because he doesn't think that I could dance longer than 5 minutes. He thinks I'll pass out on the floor after 5 minutes. And we're going to put 5 CDs in the CD player. We're going to put random on. We're going to see who can dance longer.
Man, though, dancing, that's highly abstract. Like what you'd actually
Why?
Consider dancing. You remember Kazu's dancing?
Yes.
He just pulled up his arm and
Is that considered dancing?
His robot dance?
Kazu, dance for us, baby, dance.
Yeah, he would
just do the robot arm.
Yeah, hold his arm at like 90 degrees and just kind of wag
Everyone
his arm
knows
slowly back and forth. Yeah.
Thanks for the update, Keith. Update with Keith on the swinging arm.
No one can see me doing the dance.
I know, but I think everyone knows. I've seen it so many times in movies. No, yeah, we're going to have a dance-off. And we're just going to keep dancing, I guess. And like the funny thing is neither of us dance.
That's
I don't know
thing.
How to dance.
Do you guys
don't know
have
how to dance.
You guys should totally get your little webcam thing going and like fucking
just tape it or
commemorate
something.
That event. Because,
like, that's pretty funny. Maybe we need some people here to film it. We're just
going to
keep
night
on.
Dance off.
Yeah, it's supposed to be tonight when he gets home from work. I'm really scared now. I don't think I really want to do this. See? Keith's rejected stand-up comedy part 2.
You ever have $1 million idea that you can... You ever have $1 million idea that you can never, ever use? I did, and it eats me up inside. I could be rich right now if I just had the balls to do it. You remember that game Jenga, where you stack up the tower and then pull out blocks until it falls down? Well, picture this. You put 2 of those next to each other, and you call it World Trade Center Jenga. Now, don't get sentimental. That's a brilliant fucking idea. I know you could never market it here. People would crucify you. Or at the very least, they'd say, what the fuck? That's just 2 Jengas next to each other with some little toy planes that you throw at them. That's not clever. But in the Middle East, holy shit, they've never even heard of Jenga. They'd fucking love it. There would be no better way to teach your kids how to suicide bomb and hate America. I guarantee it.
Fucking job. Hating shit. I'm so sick of everything.
But my original plan before the... I was still kind of planning on reading from a book this week, but I was going to read from... I got this psychology book that I really found helped explain a lot about why me and my ex-girlfriend broke up. But I decided, and sometimes people have been posting too, about how we don't really get into much about ourselves. We just talk about stuff. But I don't think I'm ready to be that honest with you faceless people yet.
Right.
I think you guys can jump through a few more hoops in Keith's gross land, and maybe eventually I'll let you into Keith as a normal person land. But for now, fuck that. For now,
yeah,
you get big white asses and shit on people and barfing. And if you don't like it, go listen to
and
some
anal
other
probes.
Podcast.
Yeah, go listen to some porno podcast.
Go listen to the Da Vinci Cast.
Although fake boobs are pretty funny. Like, you can totally tell when someone has fake boobs as opposed to real boobs. It, no, maybe not when it's smaller, but a little bit like a middle size. It's just right. So funny because you just stare at it. You just laugh at them because it's just so funny.
And especially working at the porn store, you could totally see the progression. Like, there was this one chick, Michelle B. Michelle Barrett, I think her full name was, but she usually went Michelle B. And she had just gotten implants, like right when I started, when I got that job.
Right.
So in our older movies, she didn't have implants at all.
Right.
And then in the new ones that were just coming out,
bigger.
She did. Right, and then I worked there for like 6 months. So by the time I was leaving, you could already see how, I don't know what it is, but implants, they just kind of leak crack whore into people. They just start to not look as, maybe it's just the porn industry in general running you down, but you just don't look as good, and your tits are starting to get that weird thing where it looks like a milk bag on the side,
yeah,
you know, the weird
really
little wrinkles,
hard.
And yeah. And I don't know, it's like you could just, so just by looking at the boxes, because, you know, you saw how many porn movies were there. It's like the whole enormous long wall.
Just walls and walls
right.
and walls.
So you'd be like, over there, she looks pretty cute. Over here, implants, you know, very fakeish, but still hot.
It's
and
like
by the time you get here.
Every porno they do adds like 10 years to their life. It's yeah. like, you start when you're 18, you do it for 3 years, you're 80 when you leave. All
true.
In all,
that's
it wasn't that good of a time. My pussy's 14 sizes bigger than it used to be.
Man, one
kids
thing.
Just fall right out now. You know what I mean?
One thing that really cracks me up is there's this one guy, I can't remember his name, but he always does like interviews with the girls, and I actually find that really fascinating. Like, I want to interview
on TV?
Porn chicks. Like, before he fucks them, he's like, let's talk and let's learn more about you. But most people, when they do that, they'll be like, oh, you're such a pretty girl, blah, 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 you know, and just help the process along.
Yeah.
He's like, so you're 18, is that right?
Yeah,
that's right. And so you really think you're making an intelligent life choice by being in this movie today?
well, sure.
That's pretty much what the chick said. But you could tell she was just thinking like, fuck you, dickhead. I had already justified this to myself in my brain. I'm here. I'm going to get naked. Don't make it awkward, you know?
That's awesome. I don't know who this guy is.
That cracked me up.
That's good. I don't know.
You know what I always wanted to make? You know, all those, especially in the 80s, they were huge, but like Porky's and, you know, Revenge of the Nerds, all those types of movies.
I've seen all those.
Somebody should make one of those, but with hardcore porn in it. So basically like a hilarious hardcore movie with actual like storyline and plot where...
Yeah, like a real movie.
Right. And where the porn...
Not a storyline, a real movie.
And then you could even have like a DVD bonus feature of just play the porn parts. And that would still be a good...
Just the cum shots.
20 or 30 minutes. Yeah, you know. Or Playboy put out this movie called Fastlane Malibu.
Really?
And it was just an excuse for normal softcore Playboy shit. But it was these two guys just like driving for whatever reason, had to get to Malibu for something. And it was actually pretty fucking funny. And they had little adventures, and like they'd get arrested, and the cop happened to be a hot Playboy model, and you know, it's just, at least they were trying, you know?
Yeah, see, like, if you had a real movie, like, take a blockbuster hit and make it into a hardcore, like, it's like rated R, rated XXX.
Right.
It's just like, what?
Yeah, like,
put
the
two birds, one stone.
The alternate versions. Yesterday, me and my friend Mark, we were watching Speed on the Aboriginal People's Television Network. And we noticed that they don't edit swearing on that channel. They're just like, whatever.
No,
let's
they
just
don't.
Play it.
That channel's weird.
But you know what they should do? We're saying they should go one step further because Dennis Hopper, whoever was talking
right.
to Keanu Reeves, and he's like, "What are you doing all this for, huh? What? Why?" And they should have added in for the Aboriginal People Television Network. What are you doing this for, huh? Some fucking whitey? Is that what you're doing this for? That would have been awesome. Have like the
like put it into context.
Right, the Native American version of each movie.
What do you think of birds?
Birds that fly in the air or birds like British chicks?
That's a term for British chicks?
Yeah. Hey, look at those birds. Yeah.
Never heard of that. No, the ones that fly in the sky. Sorry.
I've been shit on by one once.
That's supposed to be good luck.
Really?
Yeah. My boyfriend was shit on twice in the first like 3 or 4 days we were here. Once on his shoulder and once on his hat. And I think he wiped them off at my sister's house. Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I got the shoulder too.
I don't know. What do you think of birds? You think do you like them? Do you think they're
annoying?
They
have hollow bones. They can fly around. I don't know.
They
I
have
got
hollow bones?
Yeah, that's how they fly.
Oh, I think they're annoying as fuck. And you know what? I saw the most awesome thing yesterday at work, on my way to work. Are you ready for this? Okay, out of all birds, I hate crows the most.
Does this involve, like, a Chinese chick with high heels stepping on a bird's skull?
No. Okay. No. It was nature. It was nobody. I hate crows. I don't mind seagulls. I don't mind domestic birds, but I just find them really fucking annoying.
Right.
But crows especially, because they're always in my garbage. They're always tormenting my poor cat. Everything. Anyway, so I was at the bus stop yesterday, and we heard this horrible sound. Like, it was the biggest bird sound I've ever heard in my life. And out of this tree, like, you know by the bus station that you take to go to the SkyTrain?
Right.
Yeah, that right there. Across the street, we saw this huge eagle, like, came from the tree and swooped down and sat on the ground. And I swear it was, like, up to my waist, and it had baby crows in its mouth, and it was eating them.
Holy fuck.
And all these, like, 16 crows around it, like, pecking at it and trying, and the eagle was, like, fighting them off and eating the birds.
Holy shit, that's
and then
cool.
flew away, and all the crows flew at it. I was like, you go, eagle. Like, keep on trucking.
That is fucking neat,
I know.
Man.
It was the scariest thing ever. I was just like, whoa.
That would have been an awesome time, man, to have,
I wish
like,
I had
the
that camera.
Camera. Yeah,
just, I know. Like, take a little movie of it. Like, oh. Whoa. Like, real life bird slaughter. See, I'm not really for animal slaughter, but when the birds do it to the other birds, I say do it. Yes, he ain't no Chai Pig.
That's right.
He came right up. I'm Chai Pig.
Well, no, I had to identify Chai Pig.
I know.
And he denied it at first. He's like, no, I'm not Chai Pig. And I was like, what do you mean you're not Chai Pig? Who the fuck else looks like you with no teeth and dressed like a hobo?
Drawing pictures in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Picking up hanging bottles for...
And he was hanging out with three people that were all wearing SNFU jackets. Like, obviously they were like either his bandmates or tour people or something.
Just groupies.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he just looks like a bum. But
that's funny. Nice guy, though.
Yeah, very nice.
Draws cool pictures.
We'll have to discuss him sometime.
Maybe we'll get him on the show.
Yeah, he said if...
He would. I know he would.
He said if I ever got a movie off the ground that he'd be in it. Or I was like... he drew a picture of me, and I was like, man, I should totally use that for my author portrait if I ever finish a book. And he's like, man, you finish a book, I'll draw the cover for you. And then I'm going to take him up on it if I can find him.
Oh, he's got a MySpace account.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He told me to add him to his list, and I was like, I'm already your friend. And he's like, really?
Nice. Yeah. Chai Pig has MySpace. I'm totally going to call him on that then. If I ever finish a book and get him to do my cover, it'd be awesome.
Do you? Or get him to do you?
I can't figure out if he stopped hanging out at the coffee shop either because he showed up for about a week solid. And it was either that he had tried everything we had or that he realized I wasn't going to fuck him. I don't know. One or the other.
Well, something you don't want to do.
Right. But now I can say I had sushi with Chai Pig and he didn't fuck me.
Awesome.
Plus plus.
Unavailable to take your
call.
Oh,
they changed it.
Please leave a message.
Totally used to be James.
Thank you for calling.
This is James, 700
Davy. Hello, James from Davy Street. Why are you calling me? I don't know you.
This is from James.
Bye from James.
Please leave a message and telephone number for Gary.
Hey, Gary, what's up, sister? I was totally just wondering if maybe, like, we could get together tonight and maybe go to the Duff or something. So, like, I don't know. I was thinking about wearing fishnets, but I think I'm a little, you know, it's a little weird. So if you want to give me a call back, my number is 604-535-0822. And, yeah, give me a call. Thanks. See ya. Bye, sister.
Hey, Darby, this is Keith Bone. Please leave a message.
Did you ever hear the fucking mom story about the monkey?
No.
Oh, fuck. She used to babysit this person that lived next to them in Campobello, and they had a monkey. And fucking, she was sitting there eating dinner with them one night before they went out, and there was a bookshelf all along one side of the dining room. Monkey comes into the room, climbs up the bookshelf, looks at them, beats off, throws his fucking cum on the table and starts screaming. I would kick the shit out of that monkey.
That's fucking sick. The monkey's gonna learn some manners.
Yeah, I just hear your mom's like, man, the monkey's beating off me again. Yeah, he'll do that sometimes.
I'll give you a beat.
Big blue bear! Fuck it! Big blue bear! I got a big blue bear! You have a big blue bear! Oh, there you go!
You know, oh, there's the guy. Fucking back up. That's the guy who wouldn't let us in yesterday. Run that fucker over.
Yeah, fuck you, asshole!
Attaboy, Dan. Final words?
Fuck off!
Yeah.
That's kind of like what I want to do. Like, I want to do this. I want to get like 20 people together and just go into a mall and just start like in a random like choreographed dance.
Right.
Like how you see in like a music video. I think that'd be awesome. And just walk down the fucking Granville Street and 20 of us burst into dance with like a ghetto blaster. I'm like, you're doing it up. You know, like all like dancing like Drew Carey. Like, that'd be fucking hilarious to see in real life.
If someone was filming it or just to freak people out.
Just to freak people out is more what I was going for.
You know, speaking of malls and filming, that reminds me that this guy Cody I knew in New Brunswick, who is a fairly chubby, hairy, somewhat rat-like man who never changed or washed his towel the whole year we lived with this guy. It was like mildewy and gross. It was fucked up. He lost a bet once about who was going to win the Super Bowl, and I never got to see the video, and I'm not sure if I wanted to, but he streaked through our big mall in Fredericton all the way through, and they filmed it, and I think he even made it on the news. We were all pretty proud of him.
Go team!
He's the guy. When I moved out here, I was supposed to move with three guys. Me and three other guys. We were all going to go to the Yukon for the summer. They were going to do gold mining because they're all tough and burly. And I was just going to hang around and write a book or something. And they ended up deciding they weren't going to go to the Yukon. Two of them dropped out. So me and Cody were like, yeah, that's cool. We can still go. But I was already leaning toward Vancouver. I was like, ah, fuck the Yukon. I'll just go to BC. This guy, like the week before we were supposed to move, he dropped out because he met his first ever girlfriend from the sixth grade and fell all in love with her again and was like, I can't leave. I'm in love with my girlfriend from the sixth grade. So he stayed, which I actually kind of glad of because it made it much more tough to move out here by myself. That was some manly shit. I was just like, you know what? I can move to a city where I don't know anybody all by myself and say, fuck you, everyone else. Hmm. But then Cody's best friend cheated on him with that girl from the sixth grade, and that was it. So, he didn't move. Now he's still stuck in New Brunswick working a shitty fucking restaurant job having cocaine parties. So,
wow.
Fuck you, Cody. Nice choice, dickhead.
Cokey Cody.
Yeah.
All Lord of the Rings. Every single one after like 45 minutes. I'm like, I'm out.
Man, I remember the second Lord of the Rings. It was packed theater, super crowded, and I was right in the middle of the row, so I could not get out. And I had to piss so fucking bad.
Three and a half hours, I can imagine.
Yeah, it was brutal. I actually remember one thing I was trying, because I couldn't even focus on the movie anymore. I was like, maybe if I give myself a boner, I won't have to piss as bad, because it pretty much, you know, blocks it off. It's just the way guys are built.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And like, you don't even really feel like you need to piss as long as you have a hard on. But I'm sitting in the middle of a theater
full of young boys, yeah, like, dressed up like Gandalf,
watching, yeah, some guys with like arrows and stuff. Like, there was nothing. There was no possible way. I was like, just, and I didn't want to touch myself because people would tell. So I was trying to do it all mentally. I was like, man, yeah, that'd be hot. I'm just trying to get myself a hard on. I couldn't.
That greasy popcorn would feel real good sliding up into my cock. Popcorn. I could stick my dick in that hole in the drink. It might cut me, but that's okay.
Yeah, fucking Lord of the Rings.
Blood will just drip it up a bit more. Whatever.
If we ever become more organized, then, maybe we'll change the name to The Organized Podcast with Keith and Aaron. But for now, very clearly not.
That was like Tom Green when he called himself Organized Rhyme, when he got his rhymes all organized.
I had that CD.
I never did.
Yeah, it sucked. Well, it had like four good songs.
There was one song there I always used to listen to, but I can't remember what it was called. He was like talking about something.
Not Check the OR?
No, it wasn't. No, I know Check the OR. I saw him play here. It was really, really, really funny.
Everyone in Canada knows Check the OR. Yeah, it's too bad I missed that show.
Tom Green's a really funny guy. Have you ever met him?
No, but I believe you did.
Twice.
Two separate occasions. Spanning two different provinces.
And two different restaurant jobs.
Yeah, right.
It's twice the Tom Green I never expected I'd have.
So tell us about the first time.
The first time I met Tom Green was actually quite fucking hilarious. I was a manager at a Subway in downtown Saskatoon, and if anyone knows downtown Saskatoon, the old Subway, it was brutal. Anyways, he comes in with a camera crew and, like, well, a camera guy and basically a light guy with a stick. This is back, like, way back when. And he, like, hops over the counter, takes my hat, and he's like, I want to make a sandwich. And I'm like, okay. But the biggest catch to the story is that he had a dead bird in his hand.
Right.
It was bloody, and it was dead, and I don't know if it was flapping or what. But
and
he wanted
this
to
was back before Tom Green was in the U.S., right? Just
yeah.
When he was only on Canada.
Yeah, this
was
Canada,
only,
yeah, and he was going
TV.
Around to Canadian cities doing little dumb and shit and getting reactions.
Pretty much always had a dead animal at that point
yeah.
in his career.
Yeah, and he brought the bird in, and he wanted to make a sandwich. So I was like, whatever. He took my hat off, put the fucking bird on bread, and like spread all this topping. He didn't touch anything for you like safety freaks out there. He just sprinkled like onions and stuff on it, which would probably contaminate because of his hands, now that I come to think about it, but whatever, you guys ate there. I never did. And
so
yeah.
If anybody got food poisoning, I don't know, five
or
six
like
years
1990 ago. I'd say 9 to 2000, you probably got food poisoning from Subway. 21st Street, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, I poisoned you. Ha ha.
You
fuckers.
And Tom Green together as a team.
We tag team. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, so I met him there, and he made a sandwich, and I guess I heard rumors that he took it across the street to the Royal Bank, and we tried giving it as a delivery, said he was a delivery guy to bring the sandwich to the bank.
It just kind of gives you, like, a little view into what his day is used to be like.
It was really funny.
Just, like, carrying around a dead bird. What else can I do with this thing? So I assume that never made it onto the TV show, though.
No. And then the second time I met him, it was outside Blend's Coffee, 700 Granville Street, Vancouver, B.C.
700 Davie.
Oh, sorry. Whoa, I forgot.
1200 block of Granville.
Yeah, 1200 Granville. Yeah. 700 Davie. James Kim owns it. You guys might have remembered me talking about him before once. Yeah, James. Anyways, he was standing out there at, like, 3 in the morning, and I was working this graveyard shift with this Gary guy who talks real slow, and he was just standing there, and I was like, is that Tom Green? And I was like, that is Tom Green. I'm going outside and I'm going to see what the hell Tom Green's doing on Davie Street at 3 in the morning on like a Sunday night. So I went up there and I was like, hey, I was talking to him, and I was like, I bet you don't remember the first time you met me. Dun dun dun. I told him. He remembered. He apologized. He was a gentleman about it.
He's a class act.
Yeah, he was a class act.
Then so, what do you think he was doing on Davie Street at 3 in the morning?
By himself. I have no idea. He just sort of wandered there, standing by a pole. He's really tall. I didn't realize how tall he was. And then he just sort of walked away into the night again. I was like, okay.
Because, like, the obvious answer would be Davie Street equals gay guys, but I never heard anything about Tom Green being gay.
And maybe he just wanted to show some people his one testicle. Because I would want to see it. I've never seen one testicle. Like, would it just be a sack with, like, a looser ball in it?
I guess.
Like, just a bigger room for the bunch? Or, like,
and
I don't,
like,
get it.
On Davie Street, too, that's where they would line up to see your one testicle. They would love it. They would fight each other to see your testicle.
Oh, Davie Street's just fucked. But I actually heard something even more fucked. Did you hear about this, like, these bars they have in San Francisco? I heard that are called, like, C bars.
No.
They're for colostomy bars.
What?
Where you can go there with your lover and get your ass cleaned out while you drink beer. Like an enema.
Why?
It's like the male douche bar. And I'm not lying. They have these bars in San Francisco. I will try and find one. Maybe we can get a number. We can call there, see what they do. See what services they provide and bring more enlightenment to this topic. But yes, colostomy bars where you get your ass cleaned out and the shit flushed out of your ass while you ingest beer.
I guess, though, if you're going to have that process done, at least you get to drink while you do it. I mean,
yeah,
in that
you
want to
be drunk. I think
sense.
If I was getting my ass ripped open and tubed out, I think I'd want to be a little wasted.
A little bit.
There's something wrong there. Yeah.
Man, that's messed up.
So me and that girl broke up. I saw her mom a couple more times, but that's a different story. Oh, what does that segue into? The porn shop, Tildo's. Do you know what I miss most about that girl?
What's with adults thinking they can just do whatever they want to kids? Fuck them. Making you go to people's houses, letting you get molested by people.
Yeah, you got some molestation stories, don't you?
Oh, yeah. There's this one time. Oh, there's so many stories. There's actually, like, oh, man, you don't even know. I had this, like, this is not a very bad molesting story, so, like, people shouldn't really be offended if I say it.
So it's,
like,
sort of more on the
funny
side.
Yeah, it's sort
of
like a funny molestation story. If that
such a thing can exist.
It can exist. Like, I used to babysit for this guy across the back alley from me, and he was, like, I don't know, he was from, like, Colombia or Chile. Yeah, Chile. And his name was Angel, and he was, like, the weirdest fucking guy in the world. He'd always stare at me and want to make little movies about me with his video camera, and, like, with me and my sister, and he always looked at us all weird, and I'd always just babysit for him. And to make a long story short, one day...
So was your mom ever like, go over to Uncle Angel's house?
No, there, he wasn't...
He's a molestado.
He touches me, muchacha. Oh, I like tacos and burritos.
That's one thing I noticed at the hotel, that those little, like, do not disturb things and all the different languages. I don't know what language it is, but one of them is no moleste.
No moleste. No 69. Seis nueve. No. None of that. He was such a fucking creep. His name was Angel. Angel.
Was it like, oh, hell?
I even have a quote here from my sister. It's kind of creepy that you got molested by a guy named Angel. That's a quote I wrote down in my book. It's kind of creepy that you got molested by a guy named Angel. Okay, here's the story. I go over to his house to babysit. He comes home. I'm there for a whole of 40 minutes, tops. He owned a shoemaking business. Anyways, I go over there. He sends the kids away. He starts making me touch his dick, like, for, like, 4 seconds. And then I, like, pushed him
through,
off.
Through his pants.
Yeah, right? Through his pants. Like, I was just, like, a little kid. He's like, oh, yeah, you're going to touch me now. And I was like, what? And he, like, grabbed my hand and put it on his penis for, like, 5 seconds. And I pushed it off. I took a pencil and I stabbed it at his leg. And then I ran out of the house. And there was $50 on the table and I took it. And I left my shoes there. And I ran home because it was right across the back alley from my house. I ran into the house, ran out of the house, ran right to the swimming pool, and went and hung out with my friends. And then later on that night, I told my mom. She was like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Got the police. They all came over. Nothing big happened. Whatever. He got in trouble. He got a record or whatever. So I'm a little older. I'm in grade 12 now. This was like grade 6 or 5.
Right.
I'm in grade 12. No, actually, I might be in university. I don't know. Somewhere between grade... No, I was about grade 12. But I didn't live... I don't know what I did. I was like grade 12. I don't know where I'm going with this. He owned a fucking...
I can't be expected to remember my own life.
I can't deal with this emotion of being molested by Angel.
No molestado.
No molestado.
No molestado.
No, he touched... Show me on the doll where they touched you. Where did the angel touch you? Where did the angel touch you? Anyways, we went in front of his store. He owned like a shoe renew place called Angel's Shoe Renew or something like that. Yeah. Wow. He revived the life of shoes. Anyways, me and a whole bunch of my friends are there, like 7 or 8 of us. And I just decided out of nowhere, because I'm a rambunctious, mouthy bitch, that I would start screaming at the top of my lungs, child molester works at AJ Shoe Renew. The guy who owns AJ Shoe Renew is a child molester. He molested me. He touches little kids and fucks his children. Angel, he's a fucking child molester. Like, you name it. Like, whatever I thought came out of my mouth. Like, I can't remember what I said. I go home. Whatever. Make a long story short. Couple days later, my mom gets a call from his wife. He's all upset that I upset the whole mall, obviously. You think, right?
Yeah, you know, maybe he should think about things like this before
he starts molesting me. Go molest some other kid, but you molest me and you're going to fucking pay. Anyways, he decides that it's a great idea when I wasn't home when this happened. Come over to my house and pay me $50 for molesting me.
That's his magic number.
Yeah, $50. He's like, here's $50. But I never got this $50. I heard this story 2 years later that he came by with $50. Apparently, he came by with $50, and my sister took it, thinking that he molested her. She didn't know why she was getting $50. He could not remember who he molested, and thereby paying my sister.
God, there's been so many. I can't be expected.
I don't know. Did I touch you? Whatever. Here's $50. Shut your mouth. $50. $50 that I never even got, and my sister took for molesting me.
Do you think that's one reason why he wanted to move to Canada? He's like, it's the land of opportunity. You can molest any child for only $50.
Molestado, molestado. 50, cinco. $5.
So your sister's De Niro. Just like, so your sister's like, $50, cool. Like,
yeah, she just took it. Did I get $50? No. Should have I got $50? Uh-huh.
At the very least.
And the total, I should have got $100. The value on this molestation was $100 because I took the $50. And then I should have got the extra 50, so you get molested for $50 to $100 going rate.
The first time with the $50, when the cops came, I assume you just didn't mention the $50, just kept it to yourself?
Well, it was for my babysitting, right?
Oh, right.
Okay. I figured it was my fee. Right. That was never mentioned. The wife actually yelled at my mom for that in the fight. You took $50, that's an outrageous amount of money for you to get for babysitting. I'm like, my mom's like, your husband just molested my child.
Let's try to focus here.
Let's focus
people.
Here on the real issue that who cares if Aaron got $50? Aaron spent it at the pool and bought all of her friends' hamburgers and it's now gone. That's what I did with it. We bought all this food. I don't think $50 worth, but you know what I mean. I don't know. What's with molesters anyways? Like,
I guess as molestation stories go, that one's not so bad, but still, getting molested, that's not cool. That's just,
no.
Man.
What the hell's up with that? And it's only worth $100. Like, Michael Jackson wouldn't get off for a fucking $100. Michael Jackson, no, he's not getting off. But I just say, like, if I was a kid, seriously, and I was at Neverland Ranch, and he's like, well, I'm just going to touch you a little bit, and you can have whatever you want for the whole day. I'd be like, okay, go ahead, touch me.
Maybe that's the problem, is he doesn't lay it out like that, like a business transaction.
Yeah, no, he makes it all, hey, let me go down your pants, and woo-hoo, quit your moaning.
Or like he does it backwards because you get to go hang out and do all the fun stuff and then he touches you.
Oh.
It should be the opposite. He's like,
it
before
be like,
you can come in,
I'm gonna jerk you off. You're gonna like it, and then we can go watch a movie and play in my zoo.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You can jerk me off if you want. That'd be okay. If you don't want to, that's cool. You can just play.
We'll just leave it open. I'll just leave $50 on the table.
$50 should cover it. I actually got $200 for an attempted molestation once.
Really?
Yeah, another one of my mom's infamous friends. Oh, my mom's molester friends. Where does she find these wonderful men? Yes, Bob. This one's name was Bob. Oh, Bob. He comes over to my house, drunk as a fuck, some guy. I'm sleeping. Like, I wake up out of a dead cold sleep. It's like 9:30 at night. It's a school night. I'm in grade 12 or something. Yeah, grade 12? Yeah. He comes over to my house, starts banging the door. I got something for you. My mom, my car. I'm going to go get it. I'm going to go get that stuff in the car. And I'm like, okay. And I'm half asleep. I'm just sitting on the couch. He doesn't go get anything. He just sits down, opens his wallet, puts $200 on the end table in my living room. Starts going off about how he's got a vasectomy and he's clean, and how clean his cock is, and how much it wouldn't be bad if I just had sex with him, and he'd give me this $200 now, and he'd give me money all the time if I continued to have sex with him. And he was so drunk, I just took the $200 and walked out the back door.
See, that's awesome. At least you took the money.
I'm just like, fuck you. And then I filed a police report on him and did not mention the $200. That was my service fee.
Right.
He got fucked, didn't he? Yeah. I fucked him, didn't I? Well, I really did fuck him.
I think anyone who even fucking puts that forward deserves to lose their $200.
He just put it right on the table. He's like, counts out 20. He's like, 1, 2, 10, $200. Just take your pants off. It'll take me 5 minutes.
Oh.
That's the kind of shit I had to deal with. What the fuck, eh? Like, you don't ever want to be a girl. Seriously, get a penis.
Yeah,
protect yourself.
Fuck. That's
men are
cool.
Evil. I know. I've been, like, trially molested by, like, so... Not so many people. It's not going to go on for, like, 2 hours when people molest me.
We'll change this so every week it's, like, a new molestation story.
I'll go out looking for some eventually. Don't, do. Anyone want to touch? Anyone want to touch?
That's
Rocket 99, rocking the Restoration in stereo.
Bear, Roger.
Ever had to get to the rodeo, but you had this problem? I'm Franklin, born with a tooth. From Brockett Used Motors, and I'll let you in on just a little bit of a deal. If you come down here with a case of beer, I can give you a good deal on an old 65 Chevy Impala four-door. You can put both the mother and the father-in-law in there, and the six cousins, and as well their sisters, and don't forget Grandma too. You can even get five others in the trunk if you take out the spare tire. And on Wednesdays, you can drive into town and hang out around Galt Gardens. It doesn't have any hubcaps, and a window in the back is just plastic. But a good deal at only $4 to $8 if you bring me a case of whiskey. Come on down today. Listen to one satisfied customer. Okay, we'll see what we got here. Fuck on. This son of a bitch car better fucking start. Fuck. I gotta get to the rodeo. Oh, she's running a little rough. Fucking Whitey car. Needs a spark plug. Oh, this thing's a piece of shit. Fuck it. You can't head out to the rodeo until you got your new cowboy boots and cowboy shirts, can you? No Indian would be caught dead without one. So remember, this week at Penner's Menswear in Brockett, you can get shirts and boots on special half price just for the rodeo. Hats too and socks this week. Banner's Menswear in Brockett.
And now, Brockett Sports with Elvis Yellowfeet.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
it's going to be a good night on TV today. If you don't have cable, you can't see the Seahawks game, but it's going to be a good one. The Seahawks are going to beat the shit out of those fucking Blue Jays. Fucking Eskimos, Bent Dog, and Stampeder Slater on today. And everybody's invited down to a big pig roast down at the reservation afterwards. That's about it for sports. Make sure you call up the sports line. All the sport information from last night on the sports phone. 424-ROCKET. I'm Elvis Yellowfeet. That's the story in sports from the Information Center. It's 1202.
Reservation weather.
Well, let's have a look at the weather update. Not too much of a change. Cloudy sky's going to stick around for the rest of the week, and it's frosty on the windshield. Use the social insurance card to scrape off the windshield if you're heading into town. A few clouds overnight, plus two tomorrow. Keep warm if you're heading out. Dress warmly. 17 now, below.
Let's phone up that Brockett's alcohol and drug abuse hotline, see if it's really for real, if it can help you, or if it's just a load of bullshit. I mean, we can't go around having false information perpetrated about, you know, drugs and shit, so... Hope there's somebody there.
Hello, Brockett, alcohol, drug abuse hotline. Are you pissed or high or what's your problem?
No, we just want some information.
Oh, information. Well, what do you want to know?
Well, where could we get a case of Jack Daniels?
Well, okay, we don't have an outlet on the reserve. I would say the best thing you could do is if you know somebody in Lethbridge... they could bring it out for you.
How about drugs?
Well, we could go down to the Bridge Inn. We got contact down there. And they could bring you some amphetamines or some speeders. I think we got some acid, but it's not very good stuff.
Okay, thanks a lot. You've been a big help.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Thanks for calling. No problem.
This really is the end. It doesn't go anymore. Brockett is now signed off. Good night.
I was trying to set up four monitors at one point, Mac. The guy doing my DVD. I had two extra monitors, but it doesn't work so easy, or we had the wrong drivers and it didn't work. But I was going to set this shit up Matrix style. And how maybe four might be overkill, but three would be fucking awesome. That'd be awesome. Just to scroll a whole fucking... To look at, to work on my book or something, it doesn't have to be a book for somebody, to use a Word document, and then to have what you want to look for in research on your other screen.
Is gonna sniff cocaine, getting more freaky than my homeboy on Soul Train. We gotta watch what he's doing to his brain. Glenn Hoffblick is gonna sniff cocaine, walking down the street with his wallet on a chain. Bitches on his tip, getting crazy like Lois Lane. You know the Hoffblick will make you move your body, drive some Maserati, kick you with karate. Give him a bottle of Bacardi and he'll fuck it up. Taking every last drop when most people would chuck it up. Cause he's known for getting drunk, and if you try to step, you're nothing but a punk.
It's alright, motherfuckers cannot step to this. If they try, they will be dearly missed. They can never fight this style of mine. And if they do, well they will find themselves so unique in a group that is so very small, and they're called the stupid dummies.
But this is that's the way you do it, you don't stop. And if you wanna rock a lot of people, you get dropped. Pass to me mics and I'ma give it the best shot. And give it a shit, but then you're getting it mixed up. It gotta be fixed up, it better be ripped up. The contract falling on wax. Without a hiccup, and then you stick up another head of Thomas poster on the wall. Cause this is motherfucking 1984. What? I don't believe the way people assume that the only way out is through the back of the room. So back the vehicle in, and then you suck on the fumes. And do you got the shoes? So we were fucked in June. And baby, baby, what? I smell your sweet perfume. And we used to party nights and fall asleep in afternoons. I gotta be downtown. The sun shines on the back of my neck with the wind in my eyes. And the people realize that we will not quit. We in the back of the room, we moving to the front of it. Your motherfuckers in the house, don't try to step. Motherfuckers in the house, don't try to step.
What's up? We rock spots and rec shops. Rock box, dropping a beat to make the block rock. Say no more. You better save it for another fucking favorite whore that you'll be doing on the day before yesterday. We let the jester play motherfucking escapades. In the village green, he be getting in between you and me. But you and he be together to apocalypse. Now we can rock the shit. I don't stop creating beats and writing freak rhymes that make you never speak out loud again on a microphone. Your lady left you because you couldn't rap a lot. She came right over to my Camelot and told me that she loved me. MC Face, could you kiss me and hug me and never leave me? You don't believe me? Here's a super easy one-step process to make your stomach queasy.
This if you wanna feel good, then
MC Face.
And if you wanna make a lot of friends, and if you wanna be down, then
MC Face.
From down the way back when, and if you want a chili dog, then and it'll fall from a face if you. And if it falls from a face when you, then you gotta chili dog, but don't.
There's a whole bunch of geese downtown by the freeway. If you try to communicate, it's not great. Geese don't like to speak the English. You're in a small pond and you're not even a big fish. Don't wish to speak your mind, because the communist country you live in is mine.
My bum is on the
you're
Swedish!
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 Shut up, you are!